Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Al Dukes also tweeted out some information from the WFAN Mornings account. If you are like me and you're a visual learner and you need to see some stuff, well, it is out there in print, all the Hungerthon information.
Big package.
Yes, there's very large packages available for you to bid on at hungerthon.org/WFAN.
We're going to be doing this all morning, Eddie.
Probably.
If we're going all morning like this, I get it. We're giving away packages.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
When
I
full package.
Away, but they're
full package.
Yeah.
Big package.
Big packages, yes.
So we shouldn't waste the time because the Yankees made a big trade here.
That's a big package.
Yes, that is a huge package to go and get James Paxton. And this guy is an ace, and he has the potential to be an ace. And we'll see what else the Yankees do, but he could be at the top of the rotation. He could be that number one starter for the Yankees. He's got that type of stuff, and he is someone. He threw a no-hitter last year. He is someone who's got some injury concerns around him. Lefty, big guy. I think his nickname is Big Maple.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, I'm Big Maple.
Yeah, Big Maple.
He had 208 strikeouts last year.
Yep.
And exactly what the Yankees needed. Now, the question is he the, like, the number one pitcher there, Jerry? What do you think?
I don't get it, to be completely honest.
What don't you
get about it? Done it.
Why?
I don't know. He's number one pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the potential.
Three and a half. He's 30 years old.
Right.
And
okay.
You gave up a 22-year-old lefty that you coveted.
But I don't think they covered him all that much. That's
we know
the
he
thing.
Can pitch in New York.
We don't know that, but you never know about any of those guys.
But this is Brian Cashman saying, we're all in, and I got to get lefties in here, and I got to do whatever I can to beat the Red Sox this coming year. The thing for me, for the Yankees, I think this was a – He's arbitration eligible, what, this year and next year.
Yeah, so you got him under control.
They have him somewhat under control, which is good. They still have to add yet another starter, I believe. And,
sure.
And maybe it is Corbin. Maybe it is J-Hap, whatever. But, you know, the interesting thing to me is how far Severino has fallen. I mean, there was a point in time last year
he was
the best pitcher in baseball.
Right. Yes. Well, not anymore.
Well, maybe he'll come back and be that. I don't know. But has this guy become the number one guy in the rotation?
I mean, for me, what I saw last year from the rest of the rotation, yes. I mean, he can be. He's got the potential to be. There's no doubt about it.
Got to stay on the field.
And yet, right, I know.
Yet, the other thing, too, is they got to resign their bullpen guys.
Right.
I mean, that was one of the reasons why they won 100 games last year.
Well, it doesn't sound like Robertson's coming back, right? But with all that stuff we were talking about last week. But other than that, yeah, you got to make sure that you come back with just as good of a bullpen, if not better. I don't know. I think the potential of Paxton, I know that a lot of other teams were really interested in trading for him, too. I mean, the Astros were right there, but didn't give up their top pitching prospect. And it sounded like, after seeing Justice Sheffield enough, that they thought that, you know, he at best is a middle of the road guy in a rotation where Paxton could be a top of the line guy.
Don't you think this is kind of like the Gerrit Cole thing where, you know, the Yankees and Houston both were going after Gerrit Cole, and then Gerrit Cole ends up getting shipped to Houston and everybody's like, oh, Brian Cashman lost out. Well, he didn't lose out this time. He got the guy that he wanted that was coveted by other teams as well. So the question is, where does he fit in the rotation? Is he the number one pitch? I guess it really doesn't matter, but is he the opening day starter?
Well, I don't know about that yet. You know, I'm not sure. That I don't know. But I know they upgraded their rotation in a big way. Now, Jerry's concerns about the injuries, yes, that is a concern. I mean, the guy has not been as healthy as you'd like for someone that you're trading a top prospect for. That's without a doubt. And as far as, remember when Brian Cashman, we were talking to him about Manny Machado and other things, and he went into this long answer about 3 minutes about, you know, yes, he does look into how guys are going to react in New York. I'm sure he did. He didn't just make this trade without going into this guy's background and making sure that he at least felt good about his personality.
Canadian. He can handle it.
Well, yeah. I'm sure he's thought the same about Sonny Gray, too. When you can make that case, you don't know until they get here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
and
I know.
I'm not saying I wouldn't have gone out and got James Paxton. I'm just stunned that they gave up a 22-year-old Justice Sheffield. How could you really know what he is on the major league level yet?
Well, they don't.
He's 22.
Well, that's part of the risk that you have to make, though, right? I mean, when you make a trade, you're not just going to pluck a guy who's under control from another team who's as talented as James Paxton for nothing.
What it makes me wonder about
it. Say you would.
What it makes me really wonder is, Is this a way to save some money in order to sign Machado?
Yeah, possible.
I thought about that.
That's what I really think. Like, okay, we can make a trade. We'll trade a couple of our younger guys. We'll get this guy. He's under 2 years of control. We don't have to spend a lot of money, and we can still now spend the money on Machado if we want to go that way.
Yeah, I thought that immediately, but then I saw some reports of the contrary that the Yankees were still in on Corbin and still in on Happ and were more focusing on any money that they spent on the rotation as opposed to Harper or Machado. But that was my first instinct was, all right, now we don't have to spend $100 million on Corbin because we got a lefty at the top of the rotation. Now we can spend X amount of dollars improving in other areas. And if that means the big ticket free agent, then so be it. But I like the trade just because I generally trust Brian Cashman. Yes, Sonny Gray was a disaster. There's no doubt about it. I don't think this is another Sonny Gray. I don't believe it to be. And the fact that he's got no hitter type stuff is another really good thing. And swing and miss, which I know Brian Cashman was looking for too. All right, Jerry, what else is going on?
Brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Get great offers during the Alfa Romeo Season of Speed event at Ray Catena Alfa Romeo in Oakhurst. Because you brought it up first, we'll do that. Along with Sheffield, the Yankees did give up a couple of other prospects for Paxton. They give up Dom Thompson-Williams, an outfielder, and another pitcher, Eric Swanson. Paxton, 11-6 last year, did have the no-hitter, I believe it was in May, threw to an ERA of 3.76. Here was Brian Cashman, who does say on a conference call, had to be active.
We just want to make our team the best we can possibly make it, because there's, you know, obviously, the defending world champs having to reside right in our division, as well as the previous year's world champs within our league.
Now Paxton himself on the conference call all fired up.
I couldn't be more excited about it. You know, I've always enjoyed playing meaningful baseball. I enjoy the excitement in the stadium, the intensity. It's why I play the game.
He would like to avoid injuries, of course.
I continue to try to work towards being healthy for an entire season.
160 innings last year. Now, tests did show, I'm not making this up and I'm not being funny, tests showed that cow's milk was not good for his system. And so he's gone to almond milk. He said it causes inflammation in his system. He's had a lat strain, shoulder inflammation, a strained finger tendon, a torn fingernail, a bruised bicep, forearm tightness, and a pectoral strain.
Well,
in the course of his career.
Out of all those, the forearm tightness is the only thing that really bothers me. Like the lactose intolerance, I'm not going to worry about so much.
You know where he lives?
Where he lives? I know he's from Canada.
He lives in Wisconsin.
Oh, does he? Yeah.
Cheeseland.
Right. Not a good place to be.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Right. The Red Sox did sign Steve Pierce to a one-year contract worth $6.5 million. And Mariano Rivera on the Hall of Fame ballot for the first time, joining the list of 20. All right, to the Monday Night Football game. It was the Rams and the Chiefs in Los Angeles. And sure, there was a ton of offense, but I'm going to give you a couple of defensive plays.
Patrick Mahomes, who leads the NFL in touchdown passes and in passing yards, he's at his own 22. Five in the Rams secondary, shotgun snap, the drop back at three, cocks his right arm, there's pressure, he's hit, down, fumbled the ball, it's rolling at the 10, it's picked up on the play by Abu Kam, he runs to the far side, it's a touchdown for the Rams!
Kevin Harlan, Westwood 1, on the Fanny.
And this was Mr. Harlan's opus last night,
right?
I mean, this was about as good as it got for him.
Well, that made it 23-17 at the point, then we go to the fourth quarter.
Mahomes is in the gun from his 25 and a first and 10, and he fakes the handoff and he throws a short pass. It's picked off! Abu Kam, he takes it from the 20 on the numbers, the 10 to the 5, pushing in Mahomes into the end zone. It's a touchdown! Abu Kam with the interception, his second touchdown tonight! Can you believe this?
Some goofball in a hat.
There you go. Again. He is animated, he is fired up.
He was.
And Abu Kam had a...
Abu Kam!
It's a...
What?
Abu Kam. That's why, you know, I'll tell you, Amy Lawrence caught me this morning and said, make sure you say this right, his last name, because everybody was butchering it last night.
Abu Kam.
Who is that?
That's Jason Witten.
Is that him? Oh, my God. The reason why I didn't know is because I was like, wait a second. We're really allowed to play that?
Not really.
Okay.
Right, yeah, but people were butchering it all over the place last night.
So Jared Goff had to go ahead 40-yard touchdown pass.
I mean, that's horrible.
To Gerald Everett with 149.
Play that again. Let me hear how bad that
well,
was.
Well, you ruined it now.
Oh, no, who cares? It's fine. It's like, well, let me hear
it. Abu Kam.
Poor guy.
He was trying to say his name, right? He wasn't
yes,
he wasn't having a moment, like a medical situation, right?
Kansas City did have the ball twice in the final, 149, but Pat Mahomes was intercepted on both occasions, once by Marcus Peters and by LaMarcus Joyner. Goff, 413, four touchdowns, including a rushing touchdown. 54-50 won the final. Mahomes, 478, six touchdowns, but he was also picked off three times and lost two fumbles. Here was some of the post-game sound. It was Sean McVay. Just a crazy night.
What a great football game tonight in terms of just the competitive nature of the game. Guys responding back and forth.
And back and forth all night long. Andy Reid says teaching moment for sure.
We can learn from this. It's a great experience. Two heavyweights going against each other. You obviously can't give up 21 points when you're in a game like this.
Did you see Andy Reid yelling at Jared Goff when he challenged that play early on in the game? It was the first quarter. It was a pass interference call that gave them a first down in the red zone.
The tip ball. Yeah.
And he's yelling at the officials, right? And then Goff starts coming over to be like, what are we even talking about? And he points at Goff and is basically like, get the hell out of here.
Exactly. Get away from my sidelines.
That was unbelievable. I never see stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's great. That's the intensity. And Andy Reid had his finger on the pulse of that moment.
Yeah.
And it was an important replay. He took a timeout. You know, every coach in the NFL could learn something from Andy Reid in that situation last night.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm not saying it was a bad thing. I was surprised that he was shushing Jared Goff in that moment.
Like, who is Jared Goff to go over getting to the face? Like, Jared Goff does not seem to be that kind of guy, right?
Well, I think what it was is there were so many penalties and so much garbage that was going on, and then they got another opportunity for a first down because that was a third down play. He was like, what are we even talking about? It was taking forever.
All right, so they didn't see that tip ball, right? And then you had the other one where Mahomes was throwing the ball, and the ball comes out of his hand, but they call it a fumble.
Yep.
When it wasn't a fumble, it was an incomplete pass.
All-star crew, man.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
They put together an all-star crew for that game.
Here was Goff, to your point earlier, Greg.
It felt like a college game. That's what it felt like.
Yep, back and forth they went. Here was Mahomes. He says, my bad.
I think I gave them 21 points pretty much through turnovers. And just kind of like I said at the New England game, you can't give good teams points turning the ball over.
Especially not that many.
Especially when you score 51 points.
Yeah. How about Tyreek Hill, 215 yards receiving and a couple of touchdowns in the loss. Mahomes has had himself a nice NFL career, obviously, to start here the first couple of years. Here was Alex Rodriguez, who was around baseball like Mahomes was years back. This was courtesy of Omnisport. He once told Mahomes, stick with baseball.
If you don't hear one thing that I ever tell you, you better listen to this. There is no money. There is no future. There is no history in football.
He said, whoops, my bad. I'm glad he didn't listen to me.
There's no history in football.
A lot of money in this kid's future. Jets quarterback Sam Darnold, no practicing with the team Monday, but he was out of the walking boot. Todd Bowles was asked, where are we with him?
Right now, it's status quo. Day to day, week to week.
He says as they get ready for
happy he's back.
He's Todd back. Bowles, ready to go. Patriots this week.
Todd Bowles sound, man. It's awesome.
Of course, the Jets were embarrassed by the Bills before the bye. How's the team doing?
Morale is up. I mean, we lost the game. We lost it in a bad way. We understand that. You either fight or you fall. And all we know how to do is fight. And I trust the guys in the locker room and the coaching staff to fight.
Fight or fall, we fight.
That's right. You have to. When given that choice, Jerry, there's only one way to go.
Thursday, the Cowboys
will play. What's his name? Mike Tomlin on us.
A little bit, yeah.
Right?
A little bit philosophical. A little fortune cookie-ish.
Yes.
You know?
Fall or fight. Redskins signed Mark Sanchez to be their backup quarterback to Colt McCoy after the injury to Alex Smith. NBA last night, Pelicans beat the Spurs. Another defensive battle, 140 to 126. Bucks over the Nuggets, 104 to 98. What else is notable here? Joel Embiid at 33. Sixers beat the Suns, 119-114. Tonight, the Knicks take on the Blazers. The Nets are in Miami. We'll have it for you on the Fam. College basketball at Barclays Center as we hear from the great John Minko.
Pons drives it to the left side. Long range three. Good! Wow. Jamari Pons brought rain with that. A long range three, putting St. John's ahead, 78-74.
He's got 30. Got 30.
A 30-point night for Shamari.
Minko and Brandon Tierney.
Straight cash, homie.
On St. John's Radio, Pons finished with 32. St. John's beat Cal in Brooklyn, 82-79.
You get two different guys than those two? Like, you know? Like, Shamari. Boom, baby. Like, you know, Tierney's got that, like, that really, like, cool guy color guy thing going.
And then there's Minko.
Right. Well, I couldn't be as cool as Tierney in that situation.
It's just party time.
Yeah, that's right, Mink. We are partying it up. Let's go, Red Storm, baby. Boom. In your face, bitches. SJU, Queens in the house. What up? I'm BT. Oh! I do this for fun. I don't need to do this. I do this for fun. I'm having fun. I'm laughing at y'all. I'm laughing at y'all. Ha, 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 ha. What up, Mink? Let's go. Let's take this house down, man.
Come on.
Boom.
Y'all know Tiki Barber? No, I do.
Yeah, he's got like a Brooklyn hipster, right?
Yeah.
And Rutgers beat Eastern Michigan 63-36. Eastern Michigan scored 4 points in the first half.
He's like a beastie boy.
Yeah, he really is.
Rangers stars last night.
Yeah,
Homer.
I'm sorry.
Well, and I'm going to do plenty, but you glossed over this because I was still in Mike Tierney. 4 points at the half of your game last night.
Yeah.
Eastern Michigan scored 4 points in a basketball game.
31-4 at halftime.
In a half.
I've never seen that before.
How does that, like...
They missed every shot.
It's
seriously.
Incredible.
I don't think they had a basket until like 9 minutes had gone by.
I mean, what are you doing during the broadcast? Are you laughing?
No, you're not laughing, but curious.
Do you hear like a little bit of like... I don't know, criticism in your voice, like they missed again.
I mean, you had to do it like that.
No, I don't think so. I think it was more just like an amazement at what was happening. Like good looks, the ball would go in and out and out. You know, foul shots, they were 3-for-17 from the foul line.
Ugh.
What was the final score?
What'd I say? 63-36. So it was much better in the second half.
32-point half.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, and I guess they only scored 11 points in the first half against Duke last week, too.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Tough start for that team, and they wound up losing big. Your Rangers last night,
nice.
Boomer, with a big win.
Rangers turned it quickly. Hedl back in.
That is the great Sam Rosen on MSG. Rangers would win 2-1. Jimmy Vesey, the game tying goal prior to that. Henrik Lundqvist with 16 saves. Rangers win again 4-of-5 for them. 2-1 the final score. Also of note, John Tavares is 13th. Maple Leafs beat the Blue Jackets 4-2. He's got 13.
Oh, wow.
He's four off the, I think the league lead is 17. I'm not sure, but he's a few off that.
Man, he's playing great for the Maple Leafs.
And yes, he is. And the Kings beat the Blues 2-0. St. Louis fired head coach Mike Yeo after the game.
He did.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.